Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Season 5, Episode 9. This was a really great episode. I was super into this one.
Awesome.
So we kind of pick up where we left off. John goes over to Lisa to tell her basically what Todd said. And that is to summarize. Shut your wife up or get the hell out of here. I don't know, how would I think we were saying last episode, like if this was me, if I was put in that situation where I was Lisa or John, I would be out of there like faster than anything. Like I would have just gone over to my partner and been like, pack up your things, we're
We're
leaving
on the,
right now.
yeah, agreed. Agree.
I guess it was kind of funny, like I think Lisa, like John was asking Lisa, like, what happened? Like, I'm kind of confused on like what went down. And Lisa was like, well, it's all kind of confusing, right? Because I'm just trying to say, like, I heard from Heather this stuff, and then Bronwyn doesn't want to hear anything. She just wants me to agree with her, and this is what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to be a good friend to both of them. It doesn't Like Lisa's an interesting person, so it doesn't 100% come across that way. But I do think that is what she was trying to do. So Lisa's kind of like, oh, like I'm a bit confused as to why they would even like that's kind of taking it from like 0 to 100. Like, okay, you gotta shut up or go home. And then I feel like the conclusion they both come to is like, okay, well, let's get ready for lunch then. Like it's a very awkward scene. I don't know. I like even just going from arguing like that to being like, okay, well, I'm gonna go do my makeup for lunch. Like
Delusional. She's
it's
delusional. Who's she? Lisa.
Lisa.
See, I
No,
didn't
she.
feel as
I
bad.
mean,
Come on, you can't
really,
do that.
no.
You're fucking invited. That's your friend. You brought her into the show, so to speak. Did she not? I don't even care about that. I'm Doesn't
just.
matter. They were friends first. And now you do that like to your
She's
friend,
not
like you
her only
argue.
friend.
I
Veronica
know
isn't
she's
Lisa's only friend.
No, I know she's not. Lisa's friends with everybody, whatever, or
But you
on
can't expect one person is put on a
off.
pedestal because they're hosting a trip
I'm not
and
saying they should
then.
be put on a pedestal, but you don't call the one that she's having an argument that she tried working on without listening to her what happened in her version of it and say to her, like call her and say, we miss you, we wish you were here.
But
Like that
she
was
did listen to her side of it, but she's just not saying, Bronwyn, I take your side. You're this, you're that. That's what Bronwyn wants, right?
No, she didn't listen
Bronwyn,
to Bronwyn. I don't think she listened to Bronwyn.
she did on the plane, but then when Bronwyn was talking, she's also trying to share Heather's side of things because she feels that there's a miscommunication between the two of them. And Bronwyn doesn't want that. Bronwyn just wants her
On her
to
side.
say, I'm on your side, you're right, I'm not going to talk to Heather, da 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 da.
That's what I got. See,
See, I
yeah.
don't agree.
We're in total, and that's okay. That's okay. But the thing is that's kind of what I felt too, is not to say that Lisa is like 100% innocent. Like I know that, but And I like Lisa. I like Lisa, I
but
don't think,
sometimes
she's a bit much,
but you
right?
know what?
So there was times later in the episode where I think she was wrong, but in these instances or in that instance, I don't think she did anything that deserved like that kind of a response. Like, you know what, shut her down and get out. Like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't think that. Was it stupid that she called Heather? Yeah. But when you got Heather on the phone, like already, like you've got her on the phone, what are you gonna say? Catch you later, bitch, like whatever. Like she was just saying, we wish you were here. Like she, when someone just tries to, that the way that I took it was that she was trying to smooth things over. That's it. That's the way that I took it. I didn't take it I
like
think she that
was.
that was not the right time to try and smooth Probably,
things over, right?
maybe not, maybe
So,
not. But I don't like you
think.
just, that's just disrespectful. I'm not saying she has to kiss her ass. I'm not saying she has to, bow down to her or anything like that. I'm saying that she, they spoke on the plane. Okay, you disagree, whatever. You're in her home that she rented for her party, for her
100%.
happiness, and you're fucking gonna come up and make a call in the 1 second that she goes to the bathroom.
and then lounge around.
I'm not
No,
saying
that's not the right way.
I'm not
Like,
saying that
you're
that
going
was
out
right.
shopping or going to the store, call her. That's fine. But not while you're sitting fucking lounging in the place that she's renting and paying for. No, sorry. Like, that was just like,
I just didn't
I
see it
didn't like
as
that,
that
right?
huge of an issue. That's
Me
all. Like for
either.
like I really didn't see it as that huge of an issue. I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't. Was it wrong? If Bronwyn went and said to her, "Look, I feel uncomfortable. You shouldn't have called her then. I'm, you know, this is my place. I'm hosting, and you know, like I don't want any of that drama." Then give her an opportunity to respond with something like that. But she just went from, "Why are you talking to her? Like, what are you doing?" You know, and then getting her husband involved in it, and then he went off the rails too.
No, even you know what he said? He goes, "Why don't we just call Heather?" Remember, he said that, and Andrew goes, "Well, I, that's actually why we're fighting right now, Todd. But thank you for the suggestion." You know, I personally, I don't think it was a big deal to call Heather. I think the reaction was a bit over the top.
Because she's already pissed because she
I
feels at
love the
least I didn't
reaction.
listen to
I loved the reaction. Like, I think that
herself,
was
right?
like just off the walls. Like, it was like, okay. All right.
But like, if Todd, if I would just think about my husband would say to me, "Let's get the fuck out of here right now. Pack up your shit and let's go." But it did seem like everybody was dogpiling on Lisa. Like it did at one point. Like during, like didn't matter what she did, whatever she did was wrong. And I didn't think that. And I
Absolutely.
didn't think that that
Yeah,
was
I
right.
because
Agree.
she's
But
easy to come
because.
after because she'll go back at you. I really like Lisa actually, but she won't falter in like her opinion too, right? So if you want some drama, you go after Lisa because it'll keep continuing because she'll kind of stand her ground. But we go directly from that right into lunch. Right, so they go all the way like into like this ar big argument at the pool. Todd is saying they need to leave, and then they all go to lunch. Like, I thought that was so uncomfortable. Like, to go from like, if that was me personally, I wouldn't be able to just go from that to go sitting all at a table all together. And at lunch, a lot of stuff comes up, right? The biggest thing for me was at lunch when Seth said biatch. Was that or was that
Oh,
at
was that at
dinner?
dinner? I think it was at dinner.
Oh, okay. What was it at lunch? There was a lot of stuff going on. Nothing really got resolved at lunch, I felt like. I think maybe at lunch is when Meredith confronted Angie's husband. It was almost like this whole episode, everyone was kind of
Yeah, well,
confronting
I
each
was hurt.
other.
My feelings were hurt on that last, you know. And he's like, "Well, I thought we resolved this."
That
Like
wasn't a
Meredith is
resolution,
no, it
no.
wasn't at all, right?
But they played the podcast clip of what he said, and he was totally like, I have to agree with what Meredith feels that he said. He said basically, she uses Brooks as like an excuse to be bad, or she uses this LGBTQ plus community to kind of, I'm supporting them so then I can, you know, do some bad things. I can use bad behavior because, but I'm, you know, part of this good cause, so that protects me, which I don't really agree with. I don't really see that in Meredith. Like, I just think she's supporting her son and his like community, and I don't think that has anything to do with any of the drama she's been involved
He
in
was
the
being very
show.
aggressive with her. I thought he was being way over aggressive with
It
her.
was
And
weird.
he was he was he said he wasn't going to apologize, like he wasn't going to apologize for what he said, but he wasn't listening to her. Like he
No.
wasn't listening to what she had to say. And he was, yeah, he was just, I thought he was
Yeah,
being a
because
dick.
he thought that it was resolved when they
But
had
you know what?
spoken
But you know what?
last, right?
Sometimes when you walk away from something, you just don't want to argue about it at the moment.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, fair.
you don't want to, you just walk away. But, and
Yeah,
then what
fair.
she said was, I would think that that would be a better thing to say, you know what? It's not resolved in it's not resolved yet in my books. And what I want to talk about is, but he didn't want to hear that. What he said was, we had the discussion, we're done. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah,
And
he shut
that
it down.
he did. He shut, and that wasn't, I didn't think it was right either.
Yeah, I agree.
And so, Spice, you've seen this series, right? Did you
Not
see last
before.
season?
No,
Okay.
no.
So I think kind of why he said that in the podcast was last season, there was a rumor about him
Being gay, right?
being gay and going and like sleeping around town. And Meredith didn't start it, but there was a scene where it's brought up and she's the one bringing it up. So it is brought up on camera and she kind of takes the brunt of it, even though it ended up being a different housewife who's no longer on the show. So Angie and her husband, they're still kind of blaming her specifically for that rumor and like, you know, the embarrassment that comes with it, that there's infidelity in the marriage and this and that and all this stuff. So that's specifically why I think he kind of did that to like, oh, I'm gonna get back at Meredith. Oh, she only said that because she thinks she's part of, you know, this community and she uses Brooks and da 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 da, which isn't really a fair like thing to say. And I don't even really see
A correlation.
a correlation between the two. Like, I think it was just like a real dig on, and it's really weird. Everyone seems to come for her son Brooks for some reason. Even when they're at the dinner at the anniversary party, I think it's Whitney makes fun of Seth for wearing a Brooks Marks hat because he's a fashion designer. So they're making fun of the Brooks Marks hat. But it's really funny. Everyone kind of comes for Brooks, and it's been other housewives in the past too will kind of go after her son for some reason. So I think Meredith is also like extra guarded if somebody does do anything towards her son in particular, just
See, I
because.
didn't get that. I just thought it was inappropriate for him to wear a baseball cap when everybody's wearing ball gowns or something. That's just me.
Well, also, but that maybe is not to their standards. Did you see what they said when they came in? Meredith was like, "Oh, this is cute." Like as if no big deal.
I caught on to that too. She goes,
I
oh,
thought it
this is
was,
cute.
yeah, like as if, are you kidding me? Like
They
that's
got a
just so,
mariachi band.
like
They got like,
you're renting, Meredith. Remember, you don't own a house. So
yeah,
it's
actually, good
like,
point.
what the fuck? They own their house and they're renting this one for you guys.
I don't know. I think last time we were talking about her husband's job, and I think they're okay in the financial department.
Meredith?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they say there's in the last season, there was a lot about like in the last few seasons that they don't own anything.
I know, but there's people who don't invest in real estate and they invest in other things. Real
Yeah.
estate isn't the only thing. Because you know, real estate, like owning a home, especially a high-end home, is going to be something that depreciates over time. So you're not necessarily in a bad financial position if you're renting. You can have other assets and other investments that are outside of real estate for sure. I don't think that's a correlation between status. You know, one person who doesn't own any property and is one of the wealthiest people in the world, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, true.
well, I think he, well, never, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Elon is pretty up there,
I know.
especially after the election.
Yeah, I know.
His stocks just went, what? His net worth just went whoop right up.
Yeah, a lot of fighting. And you're right. For me, the lunch and the dinner kind of got glommed all in one because there was a lot of shit that was happening at the table. Like whatever table they sat at, there's all kinds of shit going on.
And but it's any time they sit down at a table, the Bezos party, the dinner in Milwaukee. As soon as these people just sit down together, they've got this energy there. I want to yell at someone. At the dinner table at the anniversary party, there's a lot of shit that comes down too. Right? So, you know, it was interesting. They play that newlywed game. And immediately after, Whitney goes, Lisa, do you still feel that, you know, Justin owes
It
you an
was an
apology?
apology.
And of course, Lisa's gonna say yes. What do you think? Oh, you know, no, actually, my time with you has been so great, Whitney. I don't think he owes me an apology anymore. But what was nice actually at this table is Justin does end up, like, they kind of talk about it a little bit more. He ends up giving an apology, and Lisa gives one back too.
She did.
Yeah.
They did.
They do. And I think that's all like those two needed was Lisa needed him to say it first. And then Lisa said, I'm sorry I put you in that position.
Because she
So
did.
I don't think she charged at him.
She
I have
didn't
to
charge at
say.
him, but she brought him into it
No, but
by
that was the
pointing her
whole.
finger and telling him, right?
Her husband was right there.
Lisa's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She, I
no.
think she was walking over to her husband.
But then
Justin
she
happened
directed
to
it
be
at
there.
Justin, right?
Yeah, because he happened to be right
But you
there.
know what? He was, she was, it not, again, I'm not saying I'm a Lisa lover because I don't care. But what she was saying is she went up to him and said, like, because you just found out, she just found out that she's being accused of putting, you know what I mean?
Putting
Like
that out about the whatever
about the
problem.
jewelry, about the jewelry, right? And that's when she said to him, like she said to the husband,
But I
tell
would have
your
just said, she
wife.
should have just said to her husband, let's go. She's a fucking liar. She's accusing me of this and walked away.
No,
And
there
that's
still
it,
would have been an
right?
altercation
There.
because Justin would have gone, oh, who? Because I'm telling you, Justin was there at that party to stir up drama.
He was.
He knew
When...
there was going to be an altercation between his wife and Lisa.
Okay, yeah,
He knew
fair.
that was going to happen. And then he
That's
also
Jared that
invited
she did it.
Jared. He was, I think he knew exactly what he was doing that. Like, that's my, you know,
Yeah,
my
me too.
conspiracy theory.
But
But
then the weirdest thing was when Meredith's husband, what's his name? Seth.
Seth, he's so weird.
He's so weird. But he
He's so
goes, yes,
biatch.
yeah, he got show the proof, biatch. And it's like, what are
Here's
you doing?
the
No,
proof, biatch
here's the,
proof.
yeah,
And you know what?
biatch.
I was
Like,
waiting for Justin to then, okay, so you didn't like how Lisa talked to you. Are you going to do that man to man now?
exactly.
No, you only
He
did that
didn't,
to a woman.
yeah, that's right. That's right. You're
Yeah.
100% right.
So remember, I was talking about, okay, you know, these, I know people don't like to hear it, but there's double standards, right? It's not really, people never like to talk about this, but it's different when a man gets a little bit aggressive towards a woman, and then there's a different, not so much that it's different, but it's bad when a man gets aggressive to a man as well. So the Seth got aggressive to Whitney. He called her a biatch, which in my opinion is super inappropriate.
100%.
And then Justin didn't do anything
He didn't do
about it.
anything. He didn't
Even
do
though last
nothing.
time, why is it a double standard? So if Lisa says something to you, now you're not going to stick up for your wife now? But two episodes ago, you were all about sticking up for your wife. And now you don't care? Like, I just thought, okay, well, doesn't make sense, does it?
And then I guess Angie, when she got in the mix and what she tried to, oh my
Oh my God,
God.
she tried to diffuse the tension. She goes, oh, Todd is the most fun one here tonight. Oh, Todd, tell me about, you know, Gwen is reuniting with her grandparents.
Yeah, that was a
Oh
touchy
my God.
subject. Oh
Oh,
my God. Oh
yeah.
my God. And but his reaction too, this is over. It's gonna stop. It's gonna stop right now. We're done.
Yeah, because
And I
that's
know
personal. He didn't want it on camera. Right?
I get that,
Yeah.
but you know what? You don't behave that way. Like
Yes,
you
absolutely.
do not behave that way. And you know why? Like I'm gonna roll the film back because when he was talking to his friend, remember when his friend came in? There was like another couple there
Yeah, the
that weren't
mediocre tequila.
the mediocre
Yeah.
tequila. Like,
Well,
you
I mean,
know,
come on. She's not doing Don
I
Julio
know,
or
but
you know what I
regardless,
mean? You know what?
regardless, we haven't
Regardless.
tasted it yet.
Yeah.
You know what? But even if you did taste it, you're inviting these people over to your
Yeah.
house and then you're gonna kind of on the side make a snide comment like
Yeah.
that. Like,
Okay,
what the
fair.
fuck is wrong with
Yeah,
you?
fair.
Like,
That was
why?
actually something I really didn't like. So there
Yeah,
were two
especially if you're at that
comments.
high level,
Exactly.
that high a level in financially, like you would think, you know, like successfully in society, what that you would know not to say shit like that about others,
You
because you
don't, you
never
don't.
know
Exactly, you don't, but you don't.
what happens
But
after.
regardless, if you're at a high level or
Yeah,
not, like a human
exactly.
level,
Yeah.
You don't go and say like
No.
you're inviting these people into your
Yeah.
house and then you're talking shit about them
Yeah,
out of the side of
exactly.
your mouth.
Yeah.
So there
Like
were
that's
two
terrible.
comments during that mingling session. It was the mediocre tequila and the Meredith Marks, or not Meredith Marks, the Brooks Marks hat.
Yeah.
And so the thing that I like about all these women on this show is that they all have, and all their families and everyone has all these different businesses, which, like, good for you because you're not just sitting on your ass all day just collecting a paycheck for stirring up drama. You're an entrepreneur as well. Like, I think that's awesome. But it's almost like they were all just like putting each other down, which
Absolutely.
I
I
really don't
don't
like.
like.
If you're
Yeah.
friends, like,
Yeah.
don't ever like sit at a table, like, or go for brunch or even talk to someone on the phone and pretend to be friends and then put down their business.
Yeah.
That I think
Agreed.
is horrible.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that you think that someone like
Like
Todd
Todd.
that can buy his wife a $4 million
Necklace.
necklace, which
He
is
should
great.
appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, good for you.
Yeah,
You're
good.
trying to make something of
You're
yourself.
trying to make you're doing well,
Yeah,
you're doing
fair.
as good as you can, but to make like kind of like there's that there they got
Yeah.
like a mediocre tequila
Yeah.
line. Like really, like do
Yeah.
you really need to
That's
say
not
that?
fair.
That's
Yeah.
low. That's
Yeah.
really low. But anyways.
Almost childish.
Yeah.
Childish.
Yeah, for sure.
Childish. No, that wasn't nice.
No, it
No,
wasn't
not at
nice.
all. But yeah, he totally shut down Angie, and it was very uncomfortable at the table.
But
And
you know what?
even
There's a way of shutting someone, like if you don't want to talk about it, like what you could say is, you know what? Yeah, Angie, thanks for this, or it's not the time, the place. We're just
yeah.
not ready to talk about this right now. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's I'm glad or whatever you
Yeah.
want to say, but not like, and he crossed his arms on his chest and he's
Yeah.
like huffing like a little bait. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with
So
you
I have
psycho?
had people bring up like something really touchy to me, like when it's like not the place, like other people around and stuff like that. And like what I've done in those situations where it was like really uncomfortable, I've literally just said, it that's like a touchy subject.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it shuts them down right away. And then they go, oh, sorry. It's like, oh, don't worry about it. Just not right now.
But the thing is you could see that
Then you could
Angie,
just say
but
that,
exactly, but Angie
right?
wasn't doing this. She was just trying to diffuse one
Yes.
situation.
Yeah, I agree.
And she thought
She
that
didn't
this
think
was
that,
something
yeah, she
that
thought it
is
was
a
a
nice
positive.
feel good.
She
Yeah.
thought it was a positive because she only heard the
Exactly.
beginning, right? She didn't
Exactly.
know what was happening.
Exactly.
So
She didn't
that's
know.
why.
Yeah.
And he should have known that she didn't know, just given the fact that
Yeah.
she reacted that way. He's smart enough to know that. And that's the way that he chose to talk to her. And I thought that that was really bad. It was really bad.
And you know what? Everyone in their confessionals after were saying, like, there's a really weird dynamic between Bronwyn and her husband.
Yep.
And this is what we were kind of talking about as well. He travels all the time. Then they were talking about, okay, the diamond necklace. And then Bronwyn goes, oh, I didn't even offer any BJs for this. This is all free. Oh, da 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 da. He'll get another 10 years out of me or something like that. I don't know. I think that we're gonna learn more about them, it sounds like, from the end of the episode, because they do that little like sneak preview of the rest of the season. We're gonna learn more about their dynamic as a couple, but I thought they were really interesting on this trip.
Well, the other thing is like she was making a speech and she said, thanks for coming to our anniversary or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And our relationship is miserable and beautiful. And I'm like, what? Like, who says that? Like, and then you could see his face. He's just kind of looking at her like, oh, like it was uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable. And she's trying to talk her way out of it. And then he keeps shutting her down. He keeps telling her basically to shut the fuck up. And it wasn't, and she did. For someone that's got a big mouth, that someone that has like someone that I've heard before that I know says you've got a mouth for five lips. And that's what she has. She has a mouth for five lips because she's very well versed in
Yeah.
speaking. Do you know what I mean? But he's able to shut her down. And why is that? Because He's the one that wears the pants
Yeah,
ultimately,
for sure,
right?
100% you can see it.
And you can see that. And she's embarrassed by that, obviously, because she wants to speak her mind, but he keeps shutting her down.
And they're
So
not a very affectionate
they're not
type.
lovey-dovey at
No,
all.
at all.
No.
The fireworks were going off, and I think she tried going closer, and he kind of like,
Stepped aside, yeah. And he
yeah,
was just like
just like,
watching. So yeah, it
watching.
was weird.
You know,
It
maybe he's older and he just likes the trophy wife and she's good with him and kind and goes with whatever, you know what I mean? He
But I
does
think
his
there's
thing too.
issues there. There's definitely issues.
Yeah,
There's bigger
probably.
issues there for sure. And it's not what she makes it out to be, because what she, and I'm not going to blame her for that, because why do you want everyone to know your business? But it's not what it's portrayed to be, that they've got this beautiful, loving relationship, because I think there's issues there too,
Yeah,
in
for
my
sure,
opinion.
100%.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna have to agree with that too. But I think we're gonna learn more about whatever's going on there. We'll see more of it, of that dynamic. But yeah, it's interesting. Oh, and also, did you guys catch? It's not their 10-year wedding anniversary. So the 10-year anniversary of when they met.
Oh,
Of their
no, I
first
didn't catch that.
date, I think.
Was it? Was
Where
that
they
what it
were at
was?
an indie thing, and that's why they were doing it at that race place.
Interesting. Okay.
No comment on that. Okay. Yes, then they go to the IndyCar race. That actually looked like a pretty cool thing to go
Yeah.
and take everyone to.
Yeah.
And I guess Todd is real close with one of the retired drivers. And the only really thing from this like the whole scene of them going to the car race was Bronwyn pulls Lisa aside. And I thought it was so awkward. She invites her to like this little table and she goes, "Oh, welcome to my office." And I really think that Bronwyn is like the type of person, like she said that in like she's saying that to make it well known to Lisa that this is her event. Welcome to my office because she's paying for this. She invited everyone there. This is her event. And so even just something like a group-like activity, she's trying to put her ownership onto that.
Can we just back up a sec too?
Yep.
Before the Indy race, when Lisa was up, when Lisa started talking to Bronwyn, now I can't remember if it was at the lunch or the dinner before Lisa got attacked in other from other
It was at
places. It
lunch.
was at lunch. And then Bronwyn felt she didn't apologize to her because she was waiting for an apology. But the thing is that conversation was hijacked.
By
So
Whitney.
exactly. So
Totally.
the thing is that she didn't even get to finish her thought. And you know what? Great that you want to bring it around, but you what she's doing is Bronwyn's holding it over Lisa's head that she
Yeah.
didn't apologize to her. Like I
She
think,
got attacked.
so she, like her whole thing got sidetracked. So I just wanted to make that point clear too.
No, and I agree with you 100%. And it's kind of like an eye for an eye situation because Bronwyn is mad at Lisa for Lisa not being like to Heather, "Oh, well, you need to look at it this way," and da 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 da, da and be taking her side. But Bronwyn didn't do that to Lisa at lunch and say, "Whitney, hold your thought right now. Me and Lisa are having a conversation. I get these are your feelings, but these are Lisa's feelings, and we're gonna hash this out first. Then you can talk to her
At lunch? At
at
lunch.
lunch."
But see, Lisa should have done that on their own, not at the fucking lunch table.
Oh, you know what?
Well,
Regard
no,
whatever, regardless,
regardless. Yeah.
regardless.
But
That's
her,
that's
but
why
Bronwyn's
everybody.
husband had just threatened to kick her out.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna do?
So before sitting down for lunch, after doing your
And
makeup
oh,
after the
really? When
blowout,
Bronwyn is getting all
ask
of her glam
Bronwyn.
done?
No, just say, Bronwyn, can I talk? Can we talk before we
But
go
you know what? I don't
shop?
think there was an opportunity for that.
Because it was so quick, and if there was or wasn't, I'm not even gonna up for discussion about that. Maybe what she wanted to know was, I'm just thinking about Lisa, and I can kind of see this because I would, like, if I had to clear the air because her husband was mad at me too, I'd want to make it in a place where they were both there together. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay,
He was
fair.
there, she was
Okay,
there,
fair.
and I
Then
just
nobody
want
else
him to
should chime
see.
in. Yeah.
I just want him to see
I'm
that, you
putting an
know,
effort out,
I'm
trying
doing
to do
that. And
something.
you know what? Then unfortunately it got hijacked. But
Yeah.
the thing is It's not like she didn't try, because she did, and then all of that happened, all of that drama happened after. But it was interesting because Bronwyn did the same thing at the Indy race, because what she said, and she goes, "I can't talk to you right now because of the cars and whatever, but we gotta talk about this." It's not like Lisa ran
What she
away
said,
because
you
they
need to
couldn't
save
hear.
some time for me when we get back to the
Yeah, but she didn't
place.
say it like that. Come on, sugar.
Oh, come
She
on.
said it with a
You're
smile, and oh, a
blinded.
smile, a
You're
smile in her
blinded.
eyes and a
You
glitter in
look
her.
blind in her
Yeah, with
eye.
Bronwyn loving
Drawn with
herself. She
colored
was being
glasses. I'm
nice.
sitting on
No,
this
she
nice
wasn't. Oh, she wasn't
pink.
being nice. She has your glasses.
No, they're not the Yves Saint Laurent Lulus. Those
The
are
hard
different.
ones.
Yeah, those heart glasses, they're cute, but I wear a similar pair and I got them at Saks Off Fifth, and they're called
Not at Nordstrom
what?
Rack?
No, Saks Off
No.
Fifth, but I would still be I'd still be shamed by Brynn for going off Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
They're called Yves Saint Laurent Lulus, and they're like a little sideways heart on my eyes.
Okay, how cute is that?
Yeah.
Very
But
cute.
Bronwyn was basically wearing like the same pair.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
what I
she's
thought.
wearing some little heart shapes. I think they were Gucci, maybe.
They're
I've
cute.
seen
They were
something similar.
cute. She
Yeah, they
looked
were
cute.
cute.
She looked cute.
Actually,
Oh,
that
I
is one
loved
of her
her
better
outfit at the
outfits.
Indy
Okay, her
at
shoes
the
actually
term.
I really liked at the Indy race.
And
Those
you, the little the
blue
little I
rhino
can see
shoes.
you in that.
Yes.
The
I can't
little
remember the shoes.
but definitely the
I could picture
outfit.
you in that
Yeah.
outfit. I could
There are
totally these
picture you in
little
that
in it
outfit.
too.
I know, I could picture you in that outfit, especially
Square
when I was
toe.
younger, because I did wear like cuter stuff, but I could still picture myself in it now. But the
She's
square
wearing
toe, I
these
remember that. Yeah, they're very
square
no.
toe mesh bedazzled strappy heels.
She looked good.
Yeah, she looked fabulous. She
Yeah,
did. She looked good.
those were
But the fucking
really
makeup in
cute.
the confessional, really, whoever did her makeup, I hope they were fired, because that's horrible.
Yeah,
You
I don't
know which
like
one
it.
I'm talking
Yeah,
about,
I
right?
know the lines. Yeah.
The fuck
With
is
her
that?
jacket with all the evil eyes on
Yeah.
it. Yeah, she needs that evil eye
Sponsored.
jacket.
But yeah. So where'd we finish off? Indy?
We were talking about the Indy race when Lisa steps into Bronwyn's office.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I think we covered all that. They tried to have a conversation, they didn't really. I feel like she was trying to, I don't know, I think Bronwyn is weird.
I think
But
Bronwyn's trying to fix it with Lisa.
oh,
Lisa
oh
approaching.
my God, you're
And you know
so
what? You know what? At the end, Bronwyn and Lisa, I agree with Bronwyn
not at
100%.
all. Not at
So
Bronwyn
all.
and Lisa, they finally chat.
Oh
They
my
get
God.
back to
You
the
know what? Just a sec. I'm so mad right now. Not so
shut
nice.
the fuck up.
I can't even.
Shut the fuck up.
I
Sometimes, like she said, just saying nothing is saying something. Fuck you.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Was that to me? No.
No.
Oh, okay. I was gonna
Fuck
say.
you, MF. So, sorry.
I gotta say, I think they
I
sat
love
down
you.
and they had a resolution with no resolution.
None,
It
yeah.
was kind of one of those conversations, but honestly, I think Bronwyn is taking this way too far. Like this whole weekend, everyone was attacking Lisa. You know, I am a Lisa lover, so
But Bronwyn didn't
I
tell
could
them
be
to do that.
biased on this.
Bronwyn didn't tell them that. That's people. She's having things with people everywhere lately, right?
Only with
The
Whitney.
big note that I wrote here was that Bronwyn's a control freak. Like on the
Yes.
conversation, she didn't even want to hear what Lisa had to say or how she said it. And she was talking about communication, and she just didn't want to hear it. She just
Yeah.
wanted her to hear her side of the story and agree with
But then
her.
also, not just to hear it, to be like, yes,
And
Bronwyn,
agree
shake
with
her
her.
hand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you are right.
You were
Oh,
right.
I'm going to bow down to
No, and
you.
that's not
I'm
right.
gonna.
I don't think Bronwyn was wanting
Yeah,
Yeah.
no, 100%.
Yeah.
1000%.
But you
She
know what?
wanted her.
Even when Bronwyn said, Lisa, do you think that I am two-faced? And Lisa went, do I think you're two-faced? It wasn't that she was delaying her response. She said she was repeating it back to her, which is like actually a really smart way of like emphasizing your response to something. So if someone asks you a question, you repeat it back and then you give your answer. That's a way to let that answer sink in. Lisa works in business, Brahm works in business as well. And that's actually something that they teach you is, you know,
Yep.
to get your emphasis across, you repeat that question to that person. Lisa says, "Do I think you're two-faced?" And Bronwyn gets so upset by this. She's like, "Why are you're thinking about this? Why are you thinking about it? You need to respond right away and say, 'No, Bronwyn, I do not think you're two-faced, but you're thinking about it right now.'" So even like Lisa's responses to the question,
It's not good enough.
she couldn't even get her response out before Bronwyn got mad at her
Yeah,
and
but if she
attacked her.
really didn't think she was two-faced, she should have said, "No, I don't think you're
No,
two-faced," right?
that's a way of speaking. That is actually a way to get your
You know, you know,
emphasis
you know what it
across.
is. You know,
She couldn't
even but
even
you know
get
what?
her response out.
Obviously, she thinks she's two-faced because in the confessional, she goes,
That's what
"I
I
kind of
mean.
do. I kind
Yeah,
of
that's what
do."
I mean.
But the thing is,
And that's why she
I
asked
know,
her the question
but you know
back
what?
because really,
No, it
here,
was
you
an
know. But you
emphasis.
know what? For me, I'm not even thinking of emphasis, and I'm not even thinking about answering the question like right away. What I'm thinking is that if there is some truth to that, what she's wanting to do is she's not wanting to hurt her or say anything that's going to make it worse. Do you understand? She's trying to think about how she's going to respond to that question without, because the thing is she even said, "I like her. I do. I like her, and I want to have a relationship with her." And but the other thing is she likes Heather. But with Bronwyn, it's all or nothing. It's either you're on my side, you're with us, or you're not, and that's the problem, right? Like that's and to me, that's the problem. And I don't.
See, I still don't see that in
Oh
Bronwyn.
my God! What the hell? Are you
I don't
fucking
know. Maybe
blind?
I got
What the
fucking.
hell? No, I thought this was a really interesting conversation.
I
And
didn't like it at all. I did not
no.
like the way Bron, it was an attack. Like, that's how I felt. I felt like it was an attack. Like, if you're my friend or if you want to be my friend, let's talk about this. Don't fucking start screaming at me saying, like, "Are you with me or not?" Or or "What do you think I am?" Like, it's like you can't even have a conversation with someone. Like, it's weird. I don't like it. I don't like that type of personality. And I
Well,
just,
if that's what you think is screaming,
no,
what do
well,
you think of me?
no, but the thing is you, I was going to say, at least you listen. You li and
I
that's not what
do
I meant.
listen,
You do listen. Exactly.
but I
You do.
scream if I
You
have
do.
to. I
But she
yell.
doesn't even listen. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
Yeah.
I don't like her. I do
Agree.
not like her.
Don't like her. I think she's a great addition to this cast.
Yes.
I don't necessarily have to like all the women,
No,
but I want them to bring it.
I
And
agree.
Bronwyn
And she
definitely
brings it.
does.
She brings it. I like
She
her.
does. And 100%, she's going to be invited back onto the season. She's been a great addition, but she's going to evolve over time because she's going to get more autonomy from this show. And not so nice is normally the one who makes these predictions, but her and Todd will divorce for sure.
Right now, if I had to say right now.
No, I'm making that prediction.
Oh, okay.
That's my prediction that I think for sure they're not gonna last. Just seeing their
I think they'll
interaction.
last longer than Dubai.
Then Sergio and Caroline.
Yeah.
No, they'll stay together. Now I really like Caroline Stanbury. I follow her on Instagram. I'm like all over
Yeah, I
her.
follow her on Instagram too. But yeah.
Everyone preps to head home. So they're packing up their bags and everything like that. So they're not taking a private plane home.
Oh, this is the part, yeah.
But so everyone gets booked on, it's like a 58, 57, I think actually 57-minute flight home. At the time of booking, there were four first class seats available. Bronwyn took two of them for her and Todd. The rest, they were booked in the next best seat.
Sorry, can
And
we go back a little bit? Because I don't know if we already passed this. I'm thinking we did.
yeah.
Didn't you think about the race, Seth? What a weirdo when he said to the race car driver, the young race car driver, it's like, "Are you single?" And he was asking for Heather.
I think that's a good friend, to be honest.
That young driver for Heather?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not, it wasn't going to happen. Like,
I was like, get fucking real.
One wild night. They could have one wild night together. You don't know.
Anyways, okay, and then
I think
Marilyn
being a
and
good
Seth,
friend.
like very strange, hey?
Yeah, it is
Oh,
strange.
Seth
That's
having the
such
head
a
home.
fucking fake relationship.
Oh,
Like,
you know what
that's
was
such a fake
weird?
relationship.
So Seth went to go say goodbye to everyone, and Whitney was so pissed off about him calling her a biatch the other night. And Justin never said anything to him about
Nothing.
it. Nothing. Never
Nothing.
even afterwards been like, listen, like I think you
You
should
went too far and
apologize to
apologized
my
to my
wife.
wife. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to be called a biatch.
Yeah.
Like if someone called me a biatch,
Basically calling you a bitch, isn't it? It
it's the
is.
exact
Yeah,
same thing. I don't
100%.
think it's any less worse
No, it's
than
not.
being
It's the
called a
same thing.
bitch. I think it's the exact same thing. If someone called me a biatch, I would be offended by it. So like whether it's me or my partner going up to someone and being like, hey, you need to apologize to Sugar for calling her a biatch, that's what I would want. But it's weird that with Lisa, he went off on Lisa and Lisa's husband. But then when another husband does
It was okay.
it was okay. Like it's weird. And he's mad at Lisa for calling his wife a liar. I think being called a biatch is worse than being called a
Yeah,
liar, in my
absolutely. In
opinion.
my opinion,
I
I
agree.
agree. Yeah,
Yeah, I
good
agree.
point.
I don't know. I think Justin, now after that party, like double whammy, I think he's a weirdo. Total weirdo, in my opinion.
We're talking about Justin.
Just Whitney's husband. Yeah. I thought that was weird.
There's something weird with him.
Yeah. To invite Jared and then do that whole fight where he got, in my opinion, I thought he was aggressive towards Lisa. And then with Seth not saying anything, just talking about Seth behind his back. It's weird.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, Bronwyn had booked the first two seats for her and Todd. The rest is just the next best seats that were available on the plane. And Angie is checking in. She's like, oh, I'm like 19A. And Lisa grabs her hand. She's like, I thought Lisa was going to say, oh, I'm sitting right beside you. I'm so excited. Lisa goes, I don't know what seat I'm in. I don't fly coach. It's like a 1 hour
Yeah,
flight.
like that remember when we were talking at the beginning at the thing and I said where Lisa, well, I thought she was okay until the end, and this is where I thought entitled and oh my God, over the top, like drama queen. Sit in the fucking seat.
Yeah,
It's less than
exactly.
an hour.
Yeah.
You'll get through
Don't
it.
act like you're this
Yeah.
who knows what, right?
You
Fuck.
were like, this is where Bronwyn was right. She paid for, like her private plane, the accommodations there, they had a beautiful time,
All the
there,
food, the
all everything,
alcohol.
and then you're flying back home, they're paying for that too. Whether it's coach, does it really fucking matter? Like this was her reaction was over the top. Like that, I agree. 100%, she was out of control there. Like just sit in the seat and go home. That's it.
You know what it reminded me of? My partner, because he's flown in first class so many times. That anytime we sit in coach, he's like, oh, it's so tight. I can't do this. Cause he gets it for business. Like it's not that he's paying for it or anything, but he gets like to live in luxury, basically. And finally, for my very first time, the very last flight I ever went on, I got to fly in business class.
That's right.
And now I think the next time I fly, which is going to be pretty soon actually, in like 2 weeks, I might react like Lisa. I might be like, oh no, I can't do this. Oh my God. So I have to admit, when I was sitting in that lay flat like seat, I thought like I was at a spa. Like
Oh,
it was very
absolutely.
hot.
Nice.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Nice.
So, you know what? I think, we'll see in 2 weeks after I get on that flight. But I might really side with Lisa on here.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think, like I said, she just overreacted
Yeah.
for that, for like if it was like a transatlantic flight and she could upgrade or
Yeah.
whatever, but this obviously is a small little plane.
Yeah.
There's not many seats
Yeah,
available. Everybody's
exactly.
going together, sit down for a fucking hour,
Yeah.
get home. That's it. No problem.
Yeah.
It's like catching the bus downtown,
Yeah.
basically.
Yeah. Agreed.
Anything else from this episode?
We forgot to talk about Mary and her son.
That's
Oh,
right. That's
did.
right. Yeah.
That was the one, that was the other
Yeah.
little
Okay, so
piece.
my theory from last week, I think that he might be on drugs or something like
Yeah,
that.
something.
That was kind of
Definitely
my.
on some kind of drug or medication. But then his wife is too. You can fucking see.
It just seems so lethargic
Yeah.
and like, oh my God, I don't
Yeah,
know, like
it looks
unmotivated.
you know what? It looks sad
Yeah.
and horrible,
And
whatever
very
that
stressful
situation.
for
It
Mary that
absolutely.
she's not, saying everything
She's not
really.
sure what to do, I
Yeah.
think.
So
Yeah.
yeah, our prayers for her
Yeah.
and her family, but
Yeah.
I think we'll find out more next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so too. So anyway, our golden question. We can play the newlywed game here. Which husband do you think wants to get as far away from their wife as possible?
Seth.
Oh, Seth, really?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't say, I thought he was actually being a pretty good
Oh
husband
yeah,
that
he plays a
weekend.
good part,
He was trying to find her
he's
the
always
bathtub.
on business
He
trips. He's always out of town. This is the
was trying to make
problem.
money
This is the
with Bentley.
problem. This is what we're dealing, so yeah, Seth.
Why he's making money for his family. He's great to his
Yeah.
kids. He's
Yeah,
making it work,
they
even though
just
it
go.
is a
I think there's
complicated.
worse a worse one, Todd.
Yeah, I was gonna say Todd.
He's not comfortable and happy, and you can see he's
I
what.
think that he's probably comfortable and happy without the cameras. I think he's not happy and
Oh, I don't
comfortable
think he's
with the
comfortable or
cam.
happy. He was off camera either.
No, I think so.
Even when they
I think
asked
he
him.
does his travel. She does her thing. She gives her what she wants. They're happy. They go
When
to
they're away from each other, but as soon as they're
dinner. Yeah, they go
together,
for dinner. They're to,
I don't think so, but we'll see.
I think
I don't know.
maybe she throws that. We don't have a prenup in his face a lot, to be honest. I think it costs him more to leave than it does for him to stay.
Yeah,
Who
maybe.
travels 5 days out of the seven?
Yeah, and he's old. He's up there in age. And chances are he probably doesn't have to travel. Like, or
I
he
don't even
can.
know what he does.
I don't either. I think he's a lawyer. Is he a lawyer?
I thought he
Maybe
worked
I'm
in
wrong.
finance.
Finance? Finance. Yes, that's right. He
Yeah, I
does work in
think
finance.
finance. And if you work in finance, you definitely don't need to travel that much.
Well, you never know. Maybe some of your
Whatever. But
clients.
for me, he just strikes me as someone that wants to run away from his wife. So we'll see.
why not spend a week in Korea, then a week in Japan, and a week here, and a week there?
Yeah, who knows?
Get away from her. Get away from
Yeah,
it all. I'll send you a check. Anything else from this episode?
not really. I think I'm done.
Anyway, that was Sugar.
This is spice and not so nice.
Thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.